from WAPG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, Hollywood Doug, Jason Douglas. You just have all these different names now, don't you?
I do. I have more names than a phone book, you know? And I love that. So just I don't mind. Just people just keep calling me something.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right. And if people want to follow you on social media, they can now connect to through our WAKG website. You've got a blog thing kind of going there. So.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, WAKG. I love the blog. It is awesome.
That is the work of Miss Jinya. So you can send her a Christmas card and thank her.
So, I absolutely will. Some California wine is coming to Virginia. Absolutely.
She will love that. All right. So what's going on in the world of Hollywood or the world of celebrities? Because we've got like Billy Ray Cyrus back in the news.
Yeah, Billy Ray. It's been a long time since you and I have even talked about Billy Ray and his wife, Tish. But, you know, they have been trying to do this divorce thing twice.
Okay.
You know, they did it. He did it before. He filed a few years before. She filed in 2013. And finally, the judge has just said it's done due to inactivity. So nobody has really followed through with it. They did the whole thing where I'm going to file for divorce, and they do it, and then nobody ever finishes up. So the judge finally said it's done. You know, you're not getting divorced. This paperwork is done.
Okay, so for the time being, the two are still married.
The two are still married, you know, unless somebody wants to file for divorce again and we go through this whole process, but... You know, they can't figure out what they want to do. You know, I mean, just stay together. You know, use that little term. I'm going to, you know, file for divorce and then drop it.
That's right. Maybe to get what you want or something. I don't know. But here's a little backstory for you. Not that I had anything to do with them divorcing or anything like that. But I did have my moment where I got to dance on stage with Billy Ray Cyrus.
You got to dance on stage with Billy Ray Cyrus.
I got to dance on stage with Billy Ray Cyrus. He was here at the Halifax County Fair well over 20 years ago. I'm sure I'll have to try to dig out those pictures. But I so did not want to do it. I was emceeing his show. And he asked me, he said, so when I go into Achy Breaky Heart, will you jump up here and dance with me on stage? And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Well, one of our sales reps who was with me, Sandra Stone, said, oh, yeah, she can do that. And so I ended up, and I still thank Sandra to this day because I'm glad she pushed me into doing it well out of my comfort zone. But boy, was it fun. I had a great time once I got up there.
I would have loved to have seen that, Carol. Yeah, now tell me, did it have the same effect that it had on Courtney Cox when she danced with Bruce Springsteen?
Not quite. No. Not quite. But I do have the morning show now. I think but when I did that, I was maybe doing the afternoon show. So, you know, maybe I moved up a little bit. I don't know. But at any rate, I just have to get up earlier now. I don't think that's any big promotion. So.
Hey, but you got a better time spot. You didn't get a show with friends, but you got a better time spot.
I don't. You tell me that at 5 o'clock in the morning when I'm going at it. So yeah.
Well, you know it's early here, so you know I'm there with you. Hopefully.
That's true. All right, let's shift gears. We've had some stalkers back in the news. That's one of the really bad things I think of being a celebrity. You always have some crazy person out there. It seems like, and Bristol Palin, have not heard about her in a while. Sarah Palin's daughter. What's going on there?
Really, now, Bristol Palin has a stalker. That tells you something. I mean, I don't even have a stalker. Yep. Bristol Palin has a stalker.
We'll work on that for you, okay? We'll try to get you a stalker. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now, this guy stalked her years ago, and he's actually been in prison before for stalking her. But he went out the other day, and he was trying to stalk her, and he was actually in public. He broke his probation. He was actually exposed himself and was urinating on oncoming traffic.
Oh, my goodness. So he's making a mess, too.
Yeah. Not only is he a stalker, but he's a messy stalker.
Yes, he is. You know, oh, that's just nasty. That is nasty.
Yeah, the officers came to arrest him, and he got into a scuffle with them, grabbed their guns. I mean, this guy is mentally unstable, and he still is in love with Bristol Palin.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, hopefully
the only guy who's in love with Bristol Palin.
Really? I know, right? Poor Bristol. All right. Taylor Swift, her stalker, we had on earlier that he is actually going to be admitted into a mental institute, can't stand trial because he's just incapable of doing that, right?
Yeah, this guy, he is very, very, you know, unstable as well. He sent some tweets, some really, if you look on some websites and see some of these tweets, they are pretty graphic. And the judge said you are unstable, you can't stand trial. And at least he's going to be put away for a while. But
he was pretty bad with her. You know, some really, really bad stuff he was thinking and writing about her.
All right, now he made a statement, if I remember correctly, that where he said that he was actually working for Katy Perry or had worked for Katy Perry.
Yeah, he mentioned something, you know, just to get closer to Taylor and mentioned all that. But, I mean, he's just a nutcase. I mean, he buzzed her doorbell for an hour straight once and would not leave. And, I mean, just, you know, all kind of craziness in her New York apartment. So, you know, they're already crazy in New York anyway, but he's, like, extra crazy.
I gotcha. All right. Well, let's hope that he can get the help he needs, and let's keep him away from Taylor Swift. She does not need that. Aaron Carter. We have not talked about Aaron Carter. I don't think you and I ever have talked about Aaron Carter, but he is in the news, but not really in a great way.
Yeah, actually, we did talk about him one day. We were talking about him another actor. I can't remember his name now, but we were talking about how Hollywood younger kids were doing bad today, but. Yeah, Aaron Carter, he's been in the news a lot. He's gotten into some trouble, a lot of drugs, and he is now absolutely going into rehab.
Okay, so he needs that, and maybe like an intervention or something came down to get him to convinced that he should do that?
Yeah, well, he went on a show called The Doctors. I don't know if you know the show. It comes on during the day.
Okay.
Last month, and they had, you know, tried to talk to him about rehab, and as soon as they mentioned it, he left the set.
Okay.
So he was, you know, he knew it had to happen, but he, you know, his defense was up. So they sent somebody to his house in Florida, and she stayed there for about 4 hours. He wouldn't answer the door. Finally, she, you know, kept knocking and kept knocking, a lot like Taylor Stalker,
okay.
You know, kept knocking, and he finally came to the door, and they convinced him to please go to rehab. So he's now in rehab.
Okay, now he has a pretty famous brother.
Oh, yeah. Nick from the Backstreet Boys is, you know, of course, his big brother and really famous. And Nick was not too happy with him because he was actually, you know, telling some lies and rumors about Nick and the Backstreet Boys. And, you know, Nick said, I'm going to cut off the funding because Nick was funding his career.
Okay. All right. So that's how Aaron was getting into Hollywood or trying to. But then, obviously, substance abuse has kind of messed that up for him.
Absolutely. So Nick has, you know, sent him a letter. He sent him a legal letter and said, you know, I'm cutting you off unless you go to rehab. So that kind of helped push him, too. So
okay.
We wish him luck. We wish him luck.
Absolutely. We certainly do. All right. Well, Doug, thank you very much for the updates in Hollywood. Is the ground shaking anymore? I think the last time we talked, you guys had a mild earthquake, and then we saw what happened in Mexico. So our prayers going out for all
the
folks in Mexico. How is it out there on the West Coast right now?
No, we're fine. We haven't had anything shaken in a while, you know, except for my martini glass.
Okay.
You know, but that's about it, you know.
Thank
God for that.
Okay, yeah, later on today. It's early for you right now. Just go have an orange juice, okay?
Absolutely.
Go to the gym, right? That's what all the Hollywood people do.
Absolutely. I'm on my way there now.
All right. Doug Lewis, also known as Jason Douglas. You can find him on social media. And yes, he would like for you to stalk him. He would appreciate that. Doug, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
Okay, Carol, talk to you soon.